The word of the Lord came to me about this message this morning. And this is what he said to me. And I think it'll be an introduction to you to what we're about to receive from the Holy Ghost. He said to me, when you preach or teach about the blood, son, you are honoring the cross of my son, which paid for everyone and everything. He who honors the blood of Jesus honors me, giving me the freedom to release them into a full realm of living. Yep. That will expand, but can't fully be explained. In other words, your life, the blessings will be so grand and so great and so expanded that you'll try to tell a person about it and you'll run out of words because it happened and you escalated it so fast and it elevated so fast. And he said, let me take it up. Only by faith in the blood of my son can these paths be walked or taught. You must offer to me the blood of my son. Remember that the ram can't take the place of the lamb. And will not accept a fig leaf life. Your life must be covered by the blood. Are you an applier of the blood or a denier of the blood? You apply the blood by speaking the thing that the blood has done for you. Now, we're going to deal with in this teaching the power of speaking blood-filled words. Power of speaking blood-filled words. That's the greatest subject you will ever hear in your life. And I want to bring you to advancement on it to see how it worked in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. Adam and Eve had fallen away from God by obeying Satan and disobeying God. And they tried to cover themselves. Insufficient. Anything you try to cover in your life without blood cannot please God. And I'm going to show you how to speak blood-filled word over your life. Actually, this is a blood-filled book. It has blood-filled revelation in this book. And as you learn to function in, your words will turn into blood-filled words, and God will honor them every time. You cannot go in the presence, two scriptures for sure say in Hebrews, not without blood. Write that down, not without blood. Praying, confessing, worshiping. You cannot worship without blood. You can't pray without blood. You can't confess without blood. Are you following me? You can't use your faith without blood. Just follow me down the line now. Everything you do in the spirit realm must be done by blood. You think of the word blood, you think of another word, a word called covenant. You think about the word covenant, you think about two other words, connection and communion. Whew. Connection, covenant. Connection, communion. Another word that is similar to contact. You need the blood, and you need to know as a blood-bought child that you have right to speak blood-filled words. So the power, that's a power you're going to come into this morning. That's a power, some things you're going to see this morning that are going to revolutionize your speaking and your living. But you got to be ready for it. Wave your hand at me if you're ready for it. You got to be ready for it. You got to listen, because only the Holy Ghost can do this. But I yield to him. Now, these two beings have fallen from God by sin, and they try to cover themselves with religion, fig leaves. Anything that you try to do in the spirit realm and you're not conscious of the blood, you're covering yourself with fig leaves. And the enemy can put his hand on you at any time. So here in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now, I want you to listen very close, because I'm going to read another verse that's going to verify that the fig leaf didn't work. Every confession you make without blood on it is fig leaf. And fig leaf cannot, listen to me, function in the realm of the spirit. Fig leaf only function in this dimensional world, and it might work with a little psychology. But it cannot, will not create the supernatural like blood-filled words can. When you got born again, your conversation became a blood conversation. You are the most powerful creature that walks on the face of Mother Earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And you must understand that. You must stop falling for these little tricks and traps and these little psychological, religious, denominational settings. You have to know how powerful, what I said? How powerful you are, and how power, death and life, on the power of your tongue, because it's blood. Here they're trying to cover themselves. I would say from a principal perspective, they are trying to cover themselves with fig leaf words. Look what happened in verse 8 now. The fig leaf lifestyle or speaking make you afraid of the presence of God. I wish somebody was praying yet this morning. We're about to go somewhere here. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. In other words, let me say, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. I tell you to come from among the trees this morning. Because two things here now. They tried to cover themselves with fig leaf, right? Yes, sir. And two other things. Now, here come the voice of God. Here come the presence of God. Two things. I want you to get that. Write that down. The voice of God and the presence of God cannot be handled with fig leaf. Only the blood will introduce you to the voice of God properly. And only the blood can keep you in the presence of God properly. Thank you, Lord. My, y'all, you heard that, Joe? Only the blood. See, blood consciousness puts you on another wavelength. See, your receiver won't work without blood. And the Lord can't receive nothing from you without blood. So it's blood both ways. Say it, blood both ways. I say your prayer, your faith, your meditation, your confession of the word, your worship, All of it need blood, and to a high degree, the church has not known that. See, the church has tried to work principles without the blood. Principles and methods does not work without the blood of Jesus. You got that? Principles and methods does not work without the blood of Jesus. The blood is our transfusion to another realm. Every time you deal with the blood of the cross, you're taking a blood transfusion from a natural portion to a supernatural portion, from a natural portion to a spiritual portion, from a child of the earth to a child of heaven. You have to understand that. You have to understand how now these people who have sinned and they need blood. I'm going to show you where the Lord got the blood to them. The first blood shedded. They need blood because without blood, you cannot hear the voice of God. Without blood, you cannot stand to be in the presence of God. So here, because they are not in a blood scenario, when the Lord God come down to your house to walk, to talk to you, he find no blood. He say, when I see the blood, he find no blood, he know he's not welcome. You messing around with a bloodless scripture and a bloodless praise, and God can't function. The life of God is in the blood. Can you see that now? See, we're talking about the power, because my job today is to teach you how to speak blood-filled words.
All right.
All I'm saying to you is how to speak with a covenant. Or how to speak, good God Almighty, and know that you're covered by somebody bigger than everybody else. We got to stop hoping and praying here. We got to cut God Almighty. We got to know who we are, and we can't know unless we know the context of the blood of Jesus. So here it is. Here's a person with fig leaf, not having a revelation of blood, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife, what? From the presence of the Lord. Why? They were afraid. They had fear. See, the blood of a real understanding of the blood of Jesus remove all fear. Every time the enemy try to bring something on your life, you're going to have challenges. But don't be fearful. The Lord always, every time the Lord bring the supernatural, he tell him, fear not. Fear not. Your life of fear this morning is over. Let me give you a little blood language. Why I know your life of fear is over. Here's a little blood language. The blood of Jesus. That's all you got to say. The blood of Jesus. Next time, fear of something not working right in your life, some kind of attack have come on your life. Are you listening to me? Just say the blood of Jesus. Or I stand on the foundation of the blood of Jesus. Satan cannot maintain his grip when the blood show up. What I say? Oh, now you all, listen. This is so powerful. This is not something, this is the Holy Ghost talking to you. See, every time fear come up, I don't care what it look like. Shift. Shift into the blood realm. Shift into blood consciousness. Shift into blood faith. Are you here?
Yes,
how many of y'all want to hear the voice of God? You got to get in the blood. How many of y'all like to be in the presence of God? You got to be in the blood. God ain't coming to nobody's presence without blood. You understand that? He ain't coming to nobody's house who don't have no blood on it. And Satan stop every house. He don't see no blood. You want to keep Satan out of your house? Put some blood on it. All right. You got that, right? All right, let me take it a little further now. I want to show you something else. Now we go to the 8th chapter of Genesis. The flood is over. And the rainbow reminds us that God said he's not going to flood it anymore that way, the whole world. But Noah applied the blood. When he came off the ark, he had all those animals, and he built an altar. Then in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, it says, and Noah built an altar. See, when you see that, you're talking about blood. Unto the Lord. And took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, man, blood. Wait a minute, I skipped one. I got to get back. I missed one. Noah wasn't the second one, but I'm there now. But the Lord, I'm there now. I'm not there, I'm there now. And the Lord said, look, and the Lord smelled a sweet savior, and the Lord said in his heart, blood gets to God's heart. You want to go to God's heart? You got to go there with blood. The blood has a direct line to God's heart. Somebody say hallelujah. What a word from God. The blood, come on, the blood has a direct line to God's heart. If you want to talk to God, speak, blood. Feel. Word. How many of y'all got that? You see, that guy, when Noah built that altar and then it shed that blood, it went to God's heart. I'm hearing in the spirit, when you go to the Lord with the blood, you and God begin to have a heart-to-heart talk. Cut God Almighty. Preach on, Leroy. I'm telling you how to have a, that's why the power of blood-filled word caused you to have a heart-to-heart talk with God. Come on, lift your hand there. Now, the Lord just showed us how to have a heart-to-heart talk with him, how to get into God's heart. My God, how to get down in God's heart. Not his head, his heart. Not his hand, his heart. The heart run everything in glory. When you let the blood manifest himself, God say, she touched me. Blood enable you to touch the hem of his garment. Are you seeing me? See? So you don't have to have a whole degree yet. You don't have to finish college to understand this. You know, you have to have faith. And you smell it. When you smell it, then it says that then the Lord began to talk. I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. In other words, the Lord said, now, I ain't going to kill everybody just for you. The one who under my blood, I'm going to protect him. You got that? You cannot, no matter what song you sing, how many times you raise your hand, you cannot praise God and you cannot worship God without blood. Turn back to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, we'll make a note of that. Genesis chapter 4. At the gate of Eden. These two brothers went to worship. Mm-hmm. But God didn't accept them on one offering. So you can be a good church-going member. You can be paying your tithe. And you can sing like an angel. But if you ain't got no blood, God can't accept the tithe nor the worship. If you remember, we're going to give our tithe. We're going to put blood on that tithe today. Our offering, you put blood on that money. Make that money holy. Under God. Are you following me? See, y'all don't want to talk to me this morning. I'm preaching better than y'all talking up in here. See, now the Lord spoke to me. I'll tell you what the Lord spoke to me, and I'm learning better. I'm coming better. The Lord said a whole lot of this stuff in the church ain't nothing but emotion. You think somebody done preached or somebody have sung a good song, and nothing but emotion. Who the spirit was moving? She wasn't no spirit. That was your soul moving in the flesh. Now, I know that's a real move of the spirit. You understand what I'm saying? But a whole lot of this stuff goes on in the church. Talking about we had good service. It was nothing but emotion. You can do that at a football game. If the team start winning, you get excited. Everybody start chanting the same thing. You get caught up in a crowd. You don't know. You start doing something. What am I doing? What am I doing here? I don't. Genesis 4:3. No, Lord, I missed it. Lord, God. Yeah, I'm preaching three things at one time. No, I got to go back. Go back, go back, go back. No, I got to go back. Go back to Genesis 3. No, I missed something. That's something I had to work with. God, dog, I'm on the third point. I'm supposed to be back at the first point. Okay, something I can't pass, you know. We read in Genesis 3, and the eyes of them both were open, right? And they knew that they were naked. And it's just how you know you're naked when you ain't got no blood. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. That's man's own effort to cover himself, all right? And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees. Now, you're hiding yourself from the presence of the Lord without the blood, all right? Now, but what I missed, and I want to tell you, is that two verses in Genesis 3:21. See, that's that verse I'd missed. Yes, yeah, boy, let me know what voice. I missed that voice, because this is very important. God decided to cover them again. So here's the point now. Here's the point. I'm hearing it right on the spot. You can't cover yourself. No, that old song said, no matter how hard you try, you need God to cover you. I don't care if you got a good job. I don't care if you got a good wife. I don't care if you got a good husband. I don't care if you got a good father. I don't care what you got good. You cannot cover yourself. Do you see this? What they did with them fig leaves? Tried to what? What happened then? When the Lord spoke, they were afraid. When the Lord's presence came, they couldn't handle it. Now, here the Lord said, this is the way it's supposed to be done. Here the Lord going to shed blood now. Unto Adam and to his wife, verse 21. Did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them? What he did? He put the blood on them. The animal had to die. He didn't say he put no apple peeling on them. And no blood in no apple. And no blood in no orange. And no blood in no tangerine. Skins. God was in the process of introducing his biggest move. It was, I tell you, the blood of those skins was a type of Christ. What's Lord? The Lord was saying, there's a cross coming that's going to cover your head to toe. Good God Almighty. Oh, Jesus. It was a type of the blood of Jesus. Somebody got to die for somebody to live. Hallelujah. You with me? Take them fig leaves off. I can see all through them fig leaves. You're still naked. But let me cover you with my blood. When I see the blood, you're covered. You can put your best dress on, but don't forget to cover with the blood. There's another thing the Lord showed me in the process of teaching me this blood message. In the 15th verse of the third chapter, here's another shadow, another type, another indication that the church will be blood-bought. And the church will function in power through blood consciousness. Are you following me? Everything will be paid for by the blood. The enemy going to shoot his best shot at you. But from this verse we're about to read now, he cannot shoot a stronger shot than you can shoot. Are you listening to me? Just Genesis 3:15. The Lord is revealing there are going to be some confrontation, but you win every time. See, the enemy can mess with your heel, but you mess with his head. You hear me? You understand the language now? You understand what's being said? See, we're talking about the power of speaking blood-filled word. Now, every time you speak the scriptures and understand them, I want you to get that very simple. Every time you speak the scriptures and understand them, you're speaking blood-filled word. This book is based on blood. Nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors. That's blood-filled words. If God is for me, who can be against me? The word's filled with blood. But why you can't be against me? Because I'm under the blood. You see my point? Huh? Come on, talk to him over there. See, you're supposed to leave this church this morning aware of the fact that you can't lose. I don't want you to have no religious experience in here. You need a revelation that you can take with you that I don't have to be nowhere around. Nothing but the blood. I heard you. You heard that? So here in Genesis 3:15, look at this. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. At Calvary, that's what happened. Only Jesus' heel was bruised, because it's only temporary. But at Calvary, something else happened. Satan's head was bruised. See the difference? You know the difference between a head bruised and a heel bruised? Huh? Head mean dead. Heel mean hurt for a few moments. You probably won't never kill a man from his heel. You might do some fracture, but ain't gonna be no death blow. We can get that foot fixed. But if somebody busts you side the head with an axe or a hammer or something, you're probably going to die. We probably can't fix that. Just showing you how powerful you are. He can't get to your head. Every little thing you're going through now, he's tapping on your heel. And you know what your heel said? Already won. You can do what you want to do. We already won. I mean, every adversity, every circumstance, every situation that comes in your life is only Satan tapping on your heel, trying to deceive you like he can defeat you. He's trying to deceive you like he can defeat you. But after every 3 days, there's going to be a resurrection. Because your heel is based on Jesus' heel. And I'm told that when he hit Jesus' heel, when he whipped him and all the things he did to him, Jesus still was satisfied because on the third day, he got up. You understand that? Now, let's go back. I jumped ahead. Let's go back. Let's go back to the Genesis chapter 4. These two brothers worshiping. All the gossip and the backbiting and the dishonor in the church is that you're offering fruits and garden stuff instead of blood. A blood conscious person gonna do what's right. I can't hear y'all up in here. See, I don't want no mess. When you're blood conscious, you don't want no mess. Because every time you open the door for a mess, who coming in? Satan, that's who coming in. Satan. Satan don't knock. He sneak in when he see the door crack. Lord, I repent now if I done anything wrong. Come on. I want to close this door on Satan right now. In Jesus' name. That's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. Don't be condemned because you missed it. Do something about it. How about I'm sorry? I'm sorry enough to quit. I'll never do it again. I've done it many times. I know I'm going to have to do it many more times. But I do it. But I don't want Satan creeping in my door. How about you? I don't want him in my house. He's not welcome. He's not no visitor. I don't want him there. And if you don't let Satan take vacation at your house. Third verse says in the fourth chapter of Genesis, we're looking at the blood. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock. See, that's blood. And of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. God will not respect your petition without the blood. A lot of time what we're doing, God, we're getting too many formulas and too many methods from the world system. Amen. Yeah, humanism. Amen. And the word, the blood is in the word. Yes. Yes. The blood is in the scripture. Yes. Just like spirit, that spirit and life in the scripture, that's blood. Yes. See, say it, the blood is in the scripture.
The blood is in the scripture.
The blood is in the word of God.
The blood is in the word of God.
So when I work the word of God with blood consciousness, that word turned into Jesus' blood.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I announce to the body of Christ right now, because you got thousands of people listening to me, we've been living below our means.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir. We have.
By the time we're making religious exchange, that's why we haven't reaped, by making so much religious exchange. See, the blood cut religion.
Right. Yes, sir.
and enter into revelation. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
See, the blood stopped religion, the religious spirit, like the Pharisees had. You know, just because they got some marks on their face and stuff, that don't mean nothing to God. You got to have some blood on you. Yeah, these two boys worshiping. Now, this other boy got mad. He getting mad. And just like Christians get mad when you tell them they're wrong. Now, Abel could have helped Cain. Hey, Cain, come here. You offered the wrong thing. Take one of my calves and go in there and give it to the Lord. But see, religious folk, when they're wrong, when they're in tradition, you can't tell them nothing. They get mad. And see, religious folks think you are called. Yeah, they just changed the call. This call, all that stuff. They don't understand. This is what the blood's supposed to produce. It can produce it anywhere. Produce it in Daryl. It's the blood of Jesus produced this. Leroy, no man produced this. This is the blood of Jesus. You're able to set you without confusion and mess. Because the blood of Jesus have placed you in a place where you can hear from God. All y'all don't have to holler at one time. But don't y'all become familiar with this. Stay fresh. See, because you could easily become familiar with this because they're constantly coming at you, but you got to stay fresh so you can eat everything that comes. And don't think the same thing coming all the time. This morning, I'm asking you to drink the blood. I'm asking you to become blood drunk with no worry, no fear, no anxiety, no grief, no pain, no darkness in your life. Because you're blood drunk. A person who really love God and love the scriptures and love to be in God's presence, they stay blood drunk. And the average person don't understand why they're howling and why they're cutting up like that. Because they're blood drunk. Drunk people don't care nothing about you. With your sober self. Drink till you get drunk. We're going to find out in John over and over again. Jesus said, drink my blood. Drink my blood. Three or four voices said four or five times. Drink my blood. Drink my blood. Be a partaker of what I've done for you. And declare to the world I've done it for you. Any problem you got today, anything you're dealing with, I promise you, if you take note of what the Spirit of God is saying today, because you're a child of God, you don't have to be a holy roller. You don't have to be the most perfected person in the world. You, in your weakness, you're strong. Because you acknowledge, I tell you, a weak person acknowledges God before a person who thinks they're strong. A person who weak, a person who have infirmity, acknowledge and get more power than a person think they're all up there, all up in there. No. You yield to the grace of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am. His mercy is new every morning. I say his mercy. Thank God. I say thank God. His mercies are new every morning. Waiting on me. When I get up, the mercy's waiting on me. Sometimes you got to cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. I don't know what to do here. I can't handle this. This thing, just have some mercy. Lord, have mercy on my child. Lord, have mercy on my grandchildren. Lord, have mercy on my marriage. Lord, have mercy. We need to cry out for mercy sometimes. We need to recognize that we're not all that. We need some help. I don't care how many scriptures you know. That don't mean you need some mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's the same man who said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He get on the end of that psalm. He talk about he prepared a table for him in the presence of the enemy, anointed David all, cup runneth over. But he get on the end of that psalm and he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You may be seated. Say this with me. The power of speaking.
Blood-filled
word. Go back and get your pet scripture now and watch how powerful it's going to be. Because now when you read that pet scripture, it's all right to have pet scripture. When you read it, now you're going to have blood on your mind. Huh? And he said, when I see the blood. See, are you following me? Now watch what happened here. How did we say that, Lord? How did you say that to me? Let me say it to you this way. The most powerful voice that ever existed is the voice of the blood. Let me say something there now. The blood speaketh. At one time, the blood was sprinkled. But now, after Jesus, the blood has a voice. Notice with me, if you will. You know, the Lord told him in the seventh verse, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? He told him that. What did he tell him? You didn't do well. You came before me dry. Now, watch this. Did I tell you the blood speaking?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, who you think had the greatest blood that ever lived on this earth?
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all didn't know? I know you thought it was your great-great-grandfather, but he had it. It's Jesus. Jesus had the greatest blood, right? Why? Why Jesus' blood was the greatest? Huh? He's the Son of God. The lady said he's the Son of God. What other reason? That's it. But what other reason? Huh? It's what? I can't hear you. A spotless. All right, that's good. But, huh? What did he say? He shed the blood, right? Blood offering, all right? And you all right. All of you all are right. But his blood is the thing that paid for everything and everybody to stand up free before God. Let me say it that way, all right? Now, watch this. I asked you that question for a reason because I want to establish a fact in your heart here about the blood of Jesus. I want to establish a fact that the blood does speak. All right? The blood of Jesus have a voice. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
See, that's something Satan don't want us to know. Satan want to trip us with emotion. Just emotion. He don't want us to know this as a fact, as a faith fact, with no feeling. Because most time when the hell hound on your trail, you don't have no feeling. You got to fight strictly from faith. You got to go by the radar. I feel good. You don't feel good. The devil's trying to slap you. You don't feel good, but you can't quit there. Because just a few inches away. Good God Almighty. I tell you, just a few. You hear me? You're just a few inches away to have the life of your dream. Y'all just throw your hand in the air and say, glory to God. He's talking to me. You're just a few inches from your dream. Good God Almighty. I say you're just a few inches from your dream. Your greatest dream, you're just a few inches from it. Believe that with all your heart. Matter of fact, tell somebody, I'm just a few inches from my dream. Tell them this. Why? Because after the day, I'm going to be speaking blood and walking in blood. Believe God. You just a few. I didn't come here with that in my spirit. You're just a few inches from your dream. Who took that? Who took that? Who took it? I took it, me. I took it line, hook, and sinker. I took it. I heard the Spirit of God. See, when people go to walking in the blood and speaking blood-filled word, they're right at the dream. Spirit of God said, we have tried everything else. He said, try my blood. Now, when the blood go to working for you, another fear going to come. You ain't going to do anything. You're going to a reverential fear. A fear. God have blessed me so much, I walk with fear and trembling of him to give him respect. Sit down. I'm going to, y'all ain't going to make me close early. I'm going to say a few minutes. Don't get up all you want. Remember now we've established the fact that blood has a voice. That blood speak. And we've established the fact that Jesus' blood has the greatest voice. Is that right? Have we established that? I want you to see the scripture now. After them two brothers, the brother killed his brother. Jealousy, and it's just like religious folk, they're jealous. When God go to blessing you, you know what I'm talking about, I don't know what he think he is, putting them new things on his house, And anybody got to have no shadow like he got, So, you know, anything they see. And they're trying to make an excuse for their failure. And you all got to stop letting these type of people call you off the trail. Can I talk to you up in here? See, that boy killed his brother because his brother knew how to worship and he didn't. If he only would have asked his brother, I can't get away from that, Bob. If he only would have asked his brother would have told him, man, look, come get one of these calves. That's what he want. Your fruit nice, but you can't worship with it. We don't eat the fruit in his crop, but we need a calf or a lamb or something here because he wants some blood. Wonder why Cain didn't act Abel. I wonder if Abel tried to whistle to his brother. I know he loved his brother. No, it's just the wrong kind. Come on, man, let's get some blood right quick. You think he told him? Might possible. You ever thought about that? But your brother with his religious spirit, I don't want to hear that. I'm mad with God, stupid. And he was a vagabond the rest of his life. Never had a good home, never found a good wife, just a crazy fool just running because he didn't know how to, he wouldn't listen to his brother. Wow. You probably got some crazy sisters and crazy brothers. They don't want to look at you and look at you like you crazy tomorrow. Where you going? See, I'm going to find out how to live. That's why I'm going. Where you going? And see, they get upset. Come on, don't look at me like that. I ain't taking it. Now watch verse chapter 4, verse 10. I know it, man. What you talking about? Chapter 4, verse 10. Look, I've been working on you for a long time to see this. Now, if you don't see this now, I'm jumping on that pew wherever you're royal. Because you need to see this. We establish the fact that Jesus' blood is the greatest blood, and if a man's blood speak, that's what I was working on. If a man's blood cry out, how much more? Through the blood of Jesus. Do you see me? How many of y'all see me? You see it, Gail? See, if a man blood, we're going to read that a man, that boy blood, Abel blood cried out. Look what it said. Look what it said. Look what it said. Look what it said. And he said, what have thou done? He's talking to that boy who killed his brother. Look what he said. What the two next two words? What's the next two words? The what?
The voice.
The voice. The voice. The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. If ever blood cried from the ground, I wonder how much more Jesus' blood cried from the ground. It cried loud enough for the Father to hear him. And the third day, there was a blood breakthrough today on your life. I declare that you will have blood breakthrough the rest of your life. Will you receive that? Will you receive that? The voice of the blood of Jesus is crying your name out. Oh, Jesus. Did you hear that? I want all y'all to say your name, first name at the same time. Go ahead. The blood of Jesus is crying that name out every day before the Father, because he's our intercessor, he's our mediator, he's our Lord, he's our King, he's our Savior. Every time you get in trouble, the blood cries out. Every time somebody come against you, the blood cries out. Every time you need a provision, the blood cries out. Every time you need healing, the blood cries out. Every time there's confusion in your home, the blood cries out. Can you hear him saying your name? Think about it. Can you hear him? Can you hear the blood crying your name out? Are you saved? He got to cry it out. My name is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, children, listen. Listen, I'm hearing a word I never heard before. My name is written in blood. Jesus signed my name in glory with blood. I have a blood-written name. Talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. I have a blood-written name. Tell them, I didn't know it yesterday, but I know it today. My name is written in blood. What you think on the Lamb Book of Life? What you think? You think it got ink? You think it got ink on the Lamb Book of Life? You think it wrote your name with ink? No, everybody can write your name with ink. No, the Lord wrote your name with blood on the Lamb Book of Life. That Lamb Book of Life is full with names with blood, man. Your name is written in blood. Don't feel bad. I just got it. Holy Ghost just told it to me. When the Lamb Book of Life is open, your name is in there in blood. She go, he go, they go. Yeah, I know that name there. Look at the blood right there. Declared, my name is written in blood. Woo, glory to God. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. What a word. 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 Whew. Satan, you don't want me to open the book, do you? You got a whipping last time, you know. He said, oh, man. He done told them that name written in blood. Oh, man. You see what I'm saying? He don't want you to know that. He wants you to try to earn your rights. Do this just right. You got to live right, but he went, do this right. I messed up. I don't know. Do this right. No. Your name is written in blood. I want to say you could put up a hell of a fight, but no, I want to say you could put up a heaven of a fight. If you know, but the word hell does sound a little better with no more power. You see, to put up a hell of a fight, that's where you could die on your level, you know. But you can put up a heaven of a fight if you know your name is written in blood. I don't know if you're going to be able to take this. Your name is written in blood of abundance. See, beside your name, everything that God has promised is written in blood. So there come your name. Your name come up, poop, right on the side, written in blood, abundance. I lost somebody. I lost somebody now. Huh? When your name pop up, right comes out your name in blood, J-O-Y. Don't care how many dog loose. It don't matter how many dog loose. It's still in blood. Nothing is impossible for Jesus' blood. If thou can believe, all things are possible, oh God, to them that believe. Are y'all listening to me? So go out there today. Go back to your home. Look at your books. Look at your situation. And say, the man of God said, I have power to speak blood-filled word. And take a scripture and speak it. And see the blood while you're speaking. I believe this is another day Jesus stood up. I believe Jesus is standing up in heaven and saying, good God Almighty, look what he's telling those people. That my blood have paid for everything. They cannot be defeated. They can't lose. I can hear Jesus saying, that's what I'm talking about. Tell my people they're powerful. Don't tell them they're weak. Tell them they're powerful because they're weak. Listen very carefully. Tell them their uncommitted mistakes is my chance to show myself strong. Do you ever be condemned another day in your life? You made a mustache, get up, dust yourself off, cry for grace, and step in there again. But because of his blood, I'm forgiven. Not because of what I do so good. Because of his blood, I'm forgiven. Tell somebody, because of his blood, I'm forgiven. Tell them. Tell them. Tell them. Say it, God. Say it. Say it. Yes. It's going to help you. It's going to make you stronger. Come here. Come here. Come here, son. You and your wife, come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Yeah, yeah. You and your wife. Yeah, yeah. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. I'm going to speak peace over your marriage and give you all some strength. You come to this church, you're brave, you live in this community. I know you've been out of town, out of state, but you saw the truth and you came and you became a member and you trust me as a pastor. Stand right there. I want you to love her and I want you to love him, and I'm breaking any power that would cause any dissension. Your marriage is going to be beautiful. And you got to get that old mean thing. Listen to me. I don't care what didn't happen. You listen to me, I'm a man of God, right? I want you to have some peace. And I want you to forgive him. And I'm going to put my hand on him. He's going to be a different man. Now, you got to be a different woman. You understand? You can't hold nothing. Because I see you look, just shut up. Let me do this thing. Well, you think God sent y'all to this church? Why he ain't sent you to church down the street? You ain't got no hope. I can't help. You got to have some hope. I'm finna set your marriage free. Anything cause you not to work, not to work right, because you came to this church, the blood of Jesus is gonna cover your marriage, and y'all gonna be happy, happy, happy. See, she almost can't believe it. You gotta just catch on to it by faith. You God sent you, where you from? Shreveport. Yeah, God sent you here for a reason. He brought you here, your husband, right? Yeah, he brought you here for a reason. Y'all come here to get totally free. What's your first name?
Jerry.
Terry.
Yes, sir.
Power, you're Terry. And it wasn't no accident you come here. How old are you, a young man?
42.
You're a young man. I love you as a father. You understand? When I put my hand on you, an apostolic anointing will come on you. Of 42 years of solid marriage, I want you to come on your life, change your life completely, settle you down, let you enjoy this woman. And I want you to respect him as a husband. He the head of the house. You understand? Sometimes people don't have that straight. They get all backward. I'm equal to you. Shut up. Ain't what God said. But you can't be stupid and be the head of the house. The Lord told me, follow the spirit, don't follow stupid. I love these children. I'm glad they came here. Now, I wouldn't have called you out if the Lord wouldn't want to call y'all out. Hey, Lolo Baba, y'all need some peace. Rest and lay down, man. Go make love or something. Just sit down, rest yourself. All that stuff, just rest. All that tension. Blood of Jesus right now. Change you forever. The blood of Jesus change you forever. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And if you having trouble, it ran into your marriage too while you up in here. Hallelujah. And I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to take y'all to a little marriage seminar. Yeah. Come on. I have a teaching on the value of marriage. I'm going to get with you, and I'm going to take y'all two or three sections, sit down and talk with y'all, show y'all something. But church is just marrying in, then just the peace, and church is just marrying, you don't even know where you're going. After the sex is over, you don't know where to go. Don't just let me talk to y'all up in here. Marriage more than sex. Oh, Lord. Now, you really fall for all that. Now, the sex good, but marriage is more than sex. But you just want to tell the truth. Some people, he's talking about sex. The Bible talk about sex. What's the matter with y'all? You know what that word new mean? Don't mean he knew her name. All around y'all. Swimming. Lift your hand. Let's praise God. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for blood-filled word. Thank you. My life will never be the same.